Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you're listening to Strengthening the Families with Apostle Loretta Williams. Note from the host, today's program was originally scheduled for Tuesday, September 6th, which did not air. The pathway to healing wounded relationships is through forgiveness. Most families have experienced separation of its members through divorce, disagreements, even death. While these things cause us to drift further apart, we should not allow anything or anyone individual to divide our loyalty and commitment one to another. Blood is thicker than water. The pathway that we must seek to recovery and restore these relationships is through love and forgiveness. Love conquers a multitude of faults, and unforgiveness helps to heal all wounds of heart and spirit. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded program after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Send your questions or comments to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/fortfreshmanner. And our speaker for today, one of the most inspirational people in my life, and my second mother, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord, and God bless each and every one of you on today. I'm really glad that you've taken the opportunity to listen to Fresh Manna, our daily bread. And today our subject is on the Strengthening the Family program. Our topic is the pathway to healing wounded relationships is through forgiveness. I want to encourage every person that is listening to this message on today to please share this message on social media. Talk about it. Call your friends, your family members. Amen. Praise God. Reach out to your siblings, parents, because this message is going to hit the heart of the majority of our family problem, and that is unforgiveness. I want to be talking about a person in the Bible that a lot of people are familiar with. You probably know most of his story, but I want to bring it back to your remembrance. There's a lot of characters in the Bible that were wounded by their own family members. Some were even went through some of the most horrific incidents in their lives because of a family member. I love to teach Strengthening the Family. I love the books and things that we have to help us to better understand how we are to rise above situations and circumstances that come to destroy not only our lives, but the lives of our families. So I want you to get your Bible if you have one. Open it up to Genesis, the 37th chapter. Most families have experienced separation of its members through divorce, disagreements, and even death. I'm finding out that a major factor with divorce is contention, discord, strife, disagreement. Many times the individuals cease to trust one another. The lack of trust will destroy any relationship. So will unforgiveness. When you allow the enemy to continue to keep an open wound without closing it up, you have to let a wound close up in order for it to heal. Because if you don't, it can be reinfected again. So it is with our relationships. When we don't allow the Holy Spirit to enter into our hearts and we say things like, well, I'm gonna forgive them, but I ain't gonna forget what they did. Okay, but if you cannot allow the enemy to continue to dwell on the past because you can't move forward into the future, this is a problem with a lot of marital relationships. It's because one of the spouses or even both are still dwelling on things that were done to them in other relationships. What happened with your ex? Do you know that a lot of people, when they initially start dating, that they don't have the wisdom to move forward past their previous relationship, and they come into a new relationship with that old baggage, talking about what their ex-girlfriend or boyfriend did to them, and it automatically turns the individual off because you're comparing your previous relationship to one you haven't even started yet. I made a mistake and not realizing. I thought because I had been married over 16 years the first time that, you know, I knew everything there was to know about being married the second time around. Well, everybody is not the same. Amen. Praise God. That was the first life lesson that I learned. Amen. That no two people are alike. And you may have been married and had a good marriage. Your husband could have died. And you, amen, or your wife could have died, and you, amen, became a widow, and your first marriage may have been peaches and cream, everything wonderful and in between. But then you marry again on the assumption that Your second husband is going to be just as wonderful, caring, loving, amen, considerate, or that woman, amen, praise God, is going to be able to put up with all of your nonsense, foolishness, amen, your children, your grandchildren, amen, praise God, your possessions, amen, praise God. We take a lot into our relationships, amen, and we just expect that if people love us, they'll put up with all of our crap. Well, it don't work like that. I'm here to tell you, amen, praise God, most of us have extreme amount of baggage, and even some are still carrying around garbage, amen, praise God, from a previous experience or relationship, and it's stinking, amen, praise God, and it's destroying you from having any current relationship because you're constantly dwelling on what happened in the past. Let it go. Let it go. Amen. Because these things can cause you to drift further apart with the person that you're trying to build a relationship with. Amen. Let me even go further. A lot of times it can be parents. I know, amen, a lot of men that are angry with their fathers because they feel, okay, because you couldn't get along with my mother, why did you desert me? Why weren't you there for me? A lot of daughters are angry with their mothers, amen, praise God, because maybe they were abandoned or given up for adoption or even raised by another family member. And that child, amen, when they find out, they're angry. They want, why didn't you love me enough to keep me? Why did you have to let me go? It never may occur to them that there could have been some serious issues. Finances could have been a problem. Health could have been a problem. Amen, praise God. But rather than, amen, taking the time to find what the problem was or even to know, amen, the truth of the situation, we get angry. And we get angry and we sin. And then we take that hurt into another relationship because of rejection. Oh, my God. Because you were rejected by your father, rejected by your mother, rejected by some male or some female that, amen, made you feel like you weren't good enough, that somebody else was better than you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. These are things that cause us, amen, to harbor unforgiveness and malice and hatred. And we should not allow anything or anyone, a person, to divide our loyalty and commitment to one another. You have to make it plain when you go into the relationship. If you've been hurt, be honest enough to say, look, I just came out of a relationship. I need some time to heal. That's another foolish thing people do. They just jump out of one relationship into another. Well, I don't want to be by myself. I don't want to be lonely. I'm going to tell you something. Some of you need to be by yourself for a while. You need to get some growth and some maturity, amen, and you need to learn how to love yourself. You don't need another person to complete you, amen, praise God. God don't put, amen, things that are not complete together. Adam was a whole man. But God looked and saw, and he said, it's not good for him to be by himself. Wasn't nothing wrong with Adam. God made him in his image. But he looked and saw, and he said, he can be better than what he is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But it certainly wasn't because he was incomplete. No. Amen. It was because God looked and saw he needed a companion. He needed someone, amen, other than the Lord God himself. Because God came down and talked with Adam. But he made two of everything. And he said it's not good for man to be alone. Some people say, I don't need nobody but Jesus. You a lie. I'm going to tell you, God put us on this earth, and he didn't need for us to walk by ourselves. He meant for us, amen, to have companionship. And companionship don't always have to end up in marriage. This is the problem with a lot of women. Amen, praise God. Most women cannot have men for friends because, amen, as soon as you begin to build a relationship, amen, you start wanting to get personally involved with that man. And he may not see you like that. He may see you as a little sister or a big sister or even as a daughter. I had to learn, amen, praise God, how to put things in the right perspective. I have men that are friends. They say it's not possible, but I'm telling you it is. It is very possible, amen, to have someone of the opposite sex, the different gender, a male, to be a true friend. But you have to establish some boundaries. We're not going to do this. And we're not going to do that because I'm a woman and you a man. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You have to have some respect for yourself if you want others to respect you. That's another big problem. That's why people are walking around wounded because they don't have no respect for themselves. You ain't got to beg nobody to be with you. People don't want to be bothered. Move on. Go on. I had to learn that. Amen. Praise God. Always wanting to be with the in crowd, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Amen. So many people's lives have been messed up trying to follow somebody else, and they was blind their own self, trying to be like the most popular person in the neighborhood or, amen, in school or on the job. Amen. Instead of just being who God created you to be, you are unique. You are an individual with special talents, gifts, and abilities. Stop trying to be less than who you are. Stop trying. So many people, amen, praise God, try to be exactly like somebody else because they want what that person got. Well, let me tell you, amen, praise God, it's time we learn to be ourselves. It's time, amen, that we have some respect for ourselves. It's time, I'm really, really frustrated with seeing women that have no self-esteem. They don't think they can do anything unless it's a man involved with it. Amen, praise God. But we're living in a modern times, amen, where the Bible says a woman shall compass a man. We're smart. We're intelligent. Amen, praise God. You got to stop acting like you're so lonely that you can't have a life unless you got, amen, a man, because it's a lot of unhappy women. It's a lot of unhappy men wish to God they left that woman alone. But no, amen, you got involved with her because of the lust of your eyes. Well, amen, praise God, amen, you pay for what you get. We've got to learn, amen, praise God, that we must seek to recover and restore our relationship through love and forgiveness. Walking around the house 4 or 5 days mad. Won't speak to your spouse. Amen. Won't speak to the person that hurt you. Do you know it's people that have not spoken to a blood relative in years? Sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers. Amen. Praise God. Because of something silly and stupid. And then the thing that could be serious enough to cause you not to want to be around that person, amen, many times we just need to turn that over to God, amen, let it go, let God heal our hearts, amen, and move forward. I've seen some terrible things in my lifetime. I've seen sisters get involved with their, amen, sister's husband, have children with another family member, knowing them well, amen, that that sister, brother, mother, father. I've seen mothers get involved with their daughter's boyfriend. That's some hurting stuff. Amen, praise God. Stepfathers molesting their own stepdaughters. Stepsons, amen, molesting their half-siblings. We don't say half siblings no more because I believe blood is thicker than water. But the Bible talks about it, talks about what happened with Dinah, Jacob's daughter, talks about Absalom and Tamar, amen, praise God. All through the Bible, amen, it talks about people that hurt their family members. Amen. And God did have something to say about it. He did. Amen. Praise God. I want to just share a little bit about Joseph. The word said, love conquers a multitude of faults. And unforgiveness, amen, praise God, is one of those faults. And God will heal all wounds in your heart and in your spirit. Because love can conquer unforgiveness if you allow it to. You can't choose to say you love God whom you've never seen, amen, and you don't love the people you see every day. How can we say and ask the Father to forgive us of our transgressions, our sins, our iniquities, our wrongs, and yet we won't forgive one another for something that was said or did to us? I like to think about it this way. Amen, praise God. What have you done that you need to be forgiven for? Oh, I've done plenty in my lifetime and probably things that I don't even know. That's why I ask God to forgive me for every sin intentionally and unintentionally. Sometimes we hurt people just by our attitude. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So in Genesis, the 37th chapter, it talks about Joseph and how his father Jacob, who we now are calling Israel, loved him more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. So right here, the father is not using wisdom because he's esteeming his youngest child above all his others. What is that going to do? Well, it's going to cause some jealousy, some sibling rivalry. Number one, Joseph's brothers hated and despised him. It's bad enough when people you don't know don't like you. People on the job, people you work with, people that you see every day, people that you go to school with, bullies, amen, in the school, amen. But when it's your own family, that's a hard pill to swallow. When your siblings, whether you have the same mama or daddy or not, you still family because you've got blood flowing in you that belongs to either the mother or the father. Some, amen, they hated him. Some, amen, are angry because they don't have the same mothers, and the mothers keep a bunch of the contention and confusion going on. You ought to look at or read the book, The Red Tent, or watch the DVD, The Red Tent, amen, talking about, amen, Jacob and the discord and the dissension that was caused, amen, between all of them women he had. His first wife, Leah, amen, and then the one of his choice, amen, was Rachel. That is Joseph's mother. That was another long story right now. Two sisters married to the same man. And then on top of that, their handmaiden also became his wife. And this is how, amen, Jacob came up with these 12 sons. Leah had a lot of them, but so did her other, amen, sisters and handmaidens. So he rose up with all of these children that was his lineage, but by different women. You're going to have some contention. Oh, you think you better than me. Daddy loves you more than he loves me. Amen, praise God. Civil rivalry can be cruel. It can be heartless. And we see that even in our day and time now. Next, they were jealous of the favor. Amen. We find out people get jealous. Amen. There are some children that are jealous of the relationship that their parents have one with another, and they deliberately seek to do things to sabotage their parents' marriage. Help me teach on today, oh God. And then there are, amen, praise God, again, sisters and brothers that are jealous of their other siblings. Well, mama treats you better than she treats me. Or daddy always give you what you want. Amen. Praise God. And they allow that robbery to come in and destroy the family. Then, amen, Joseph's brothers lied to Jacob about what they had did. We got a lot of skeletons in our closet. Uh-huh. Lies. Truth ain't been told. Everybody know, amen, praise God, but they don't want to tell you because they don't think you can handle it. Oh, help me, Jesus. In spite of these three major things that happened in Genesis, the 50th chapter, and verse 17, so shall we say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray we thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. You got to read from Genesis 37 up to Genesis 50 all the hell Joseph went through because of his brother. But you see, God had a plan. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel like preaching right now. Sometimes you don't know what the end result is. Amen, praise God. Because the devil is too busy having you to focus on what's going on in your life right now. But I want you to know God has a plan. Amen. For each and every one of us. And when the enemy come against you, even with your family, amen, to make it seem like you're unloved, unwanted, amen, to challenge you, amen, praise God, it's only coming to make you stronger. It's only coming to make you better. Or it may seem like right now that you may be separated or divided from your family for whatever reason. It may not even be their fault. It may be distance. Maybe one lives in one state and you live in another. It may be, amen, because somebody is incarcerated, amen, praise God, and none of the family came to see them. None of the family, amen, praise God, was there when they needed them. Amen, praise God. And you're still going to hold that hurt. You're still going to hold that anger. Now that you out and you have, amen, the ability to be with your family, be around your family, and you're going to still allow old pain and old hurt, amen, to keep you from the people that you loved and that you missed when you was locked up. Oh, I tell you, unforgiveness will destroy any relationship. But I want to encourage you on today to let go of those things that are trying to destroy instead of build. To pray and ask God to give you a clean heart and renew within you a right spirit. And most importantly, ask God to help you to forgive those that have wounded you in your past. All right, this is Apostle Loretta Williams. Hope you enjoyed the lesson on today.
Amen. We hope you enjoyed the lesson today. And thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio.